This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
They finally got what they so desperately wanted, Lee. The Democrats desperately wanted in Minneapolis.
That was exactly my reaction.
Yep, they got it. They have been working their way up to this for a very, very long time.
As somebody who understands history, when I see ICE, I see slave patrols.
Donald Trump's modern-day Gestapo is scooping folks up off the streets. They're in unmarked vans, wearing masks, being shipped off to foreign torture dungeons.
Folks getting snatched off the street by secret police who are wearing masks.
These people are terrorizing our communities.
Dungeons. Secret police who are masked, who are intimidating, who are scaring people. These Gestapo-like tactics.
It does look like a Gestapo operation. It does look like the Gestapo.
ICE, unmask. What are you afraid of? What are you afraid of? What are you afraid of?
Now, this is what they do, Lee, and I want to make it really clear how we've gotten to the bloodshed that they so desired here. And you know they're high-fiving behind closed doors. This is what they wanted. I actually cut this over the Christmas break. They've been doing this for months and months and months. This is CNN's Abby Phillip. And the other lie they tell is that illegal immigration is not a crime. So ICE is the Gestapo. They're picking up members of our community. They're breaking the law. And you have to stop them. You are justified in stopping them. This is just a typical day on CNN. Here's Abby Phillip lying and telling liberals, hey, illegal immigration is not a crime.
7 million means that they're not just going after criminals.
Well, they're going after people who are in the country illegally, right?
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying the criminals, this is a much bigger universe.
Doesn't that make you a criminal?
No, it doesn't.
To come across the border illegally?
Coming into the country illegally is a civil offense. It's not a criminal offense.
It's a criminal offense. 8 U.S.C. 1325. 6 months in jail or a fine on the first offense. Second offense is a felony. But they repeat this. Over and over and over. They can come here. They can cross the border. They can get on welfare. If you pick them up, you are the Gestapo. So that's the sort of push from the top. And then from the bottom, you have Mayor Fry and you have all of these Democrats, the Gestapo, the Gestapo, the Gestapo. Wouldn't you stop Hitler? Here's your chance to stop Hitler. Constant, never ending. The other thing I see, and this is what led to yesterday, and in a way, this woman who was shot yesterday, this is going to make some of you mad for me to say this, is actually a victim, not of ICE, but of the lies and the propaganda that we're going to rehash here today. Because if you only get your news from mainstream media, I see the bird's eye view of this every day, Lee, on Topic Pulse, and I know you do too. Yep. If you look at the top 10 to top 20 articles, I'm fascinated by it. I'm constantly looking at what people are seeing by hits, clicks, and likes. What are people reading? What is the most popular thing? We're running head-to-head with them now. Half are ours, but half are theirs, mainstream media. And what they do is they swoop in, do the story about whatever ICE is doing first. And like, for instance, story, there was a terrible one's little girl. She's standing next to an ICE agent. She's crying. He's got her next to the car. It looks like he's arresting her. They run with that before the facts can get out. And then, look at him. He's brutalizing the child. He's scaring her. Why won't he leave her alone? Well, 2 days later, when we're getting the rest of the story on that, the mainstream media is blacking it out. Our media is telling it. She's crying because her dad, who is a wanted criminal with previous convictions for child endangerment, crashed the car running from ICE with her in it, got out with it still rolling, ran and left his child unsecured in the car as it crashed. Instead of going after him, the ICE agent comforted her. But you won't hear that on CBS, CNN, MSNBC. All you see is the crying child and the ICE agent. And people who are good people, this woman who was killed, her mom says she's got the biggest heart in the world. Of course that pulls your heartstrings. But it's evil to lie like this and to exhort people to violence with your lies and to put people in danger with your lies. So there were many victims here yesterday. She was one of them. She was manipulated by Marxists, whose goal is the violent overthrow of this country using sheeple like her. And they are being used. The vulnerable, the mentally ill, the unstable. Democrats know their sheeple are mentally ill and unstable. That's not me. That's Gallup. 50% of self-described liberal women confess to having at least one diagnosed mental illness. They know how to push them. They have made it an art form. What did you think when you saw this yesterday?
This, just about what we said, that this woman was a victim here, that and there's no question that this was a defensive action from this ICE officer.
Yeah.
And obviously, I know that you've got those on the left who are going to watch this and claim exactly the opposite. But this was a clear-cut situation of someone who is injecting themselves into a law enforcement operation. And when you do things that impede law enforcement and then do things that threaten the life of law enforcement, sadly, that's what you're going to get. And I thought it was interesting, at least from the angles I've seen, the two shots that the officer that was hit fired were through the windshield. So that means that that car was moving toward the shooter.
Yeah.
There's no other way to do it. And you see when that happens that the other officers holster their weapons after the car drives off. So it's not like there was a barrage of bullets and why did you unload your gun? No, there were two quick shots. And unfortunately for this woman, one of them was probably right to the head. And then the vehicle crashed because she was dead at the wheel. And everything has about this to me has played out as exactly I thought it would.
Yep.
And just as you said at the opening of the show, this was exactly my first reaction. They got what they wanted. This is what they've been planning. This is what they've been working toward. They want a martyr. They want someone they can hold up and say, see what evil Donald Trump and ICE agents and DHS and all these agencies have done. And it's the exact opposite. It's what the Democrats, the Biden administration with the open border policy and their attraction to people to come to this country, begging them to come here and take the benefits, to get involved in themselves and using them, as you say, as sheeple in this situation. And that's exactly what hit me immediately when this happened.
Speaking of hitting people, what is unfortunate about this, and you see this all the time if you watch a lot of like police videos, as a family, we watch them. We have family like video day, so everybody picks their own videos and we all bring them together and we all just end up watching police videos. That's why. So actually one of our listeners suggested we do that because their family does it. We love it. So everybody has the assignment to go find a cool video and we end up watching police videos all the time. One of the things I've learned is what a difference a camera angle can make.
Yes.
And the first camera angle comes out, it looks like she didn't hit him, or if she did at all, she just touched him at all, and he went too far. That's what this looks like, right? The second camera angle, oh my gosh. Because our family is so into police videos yesterday, we were gathered around last night. The third video that was released from the officer's angle that you can't see, I pulled it up full, and I would encourage you to do this. I pulled it up full screen on my laptop, since I have a big laptop, so you could see it, and slowed it down. And we stood there, and I didn't say anything, and I had the kids watch it. She didn't just hit him with her car. She hit that ICE agent hard. My daughter went, oh my gosh, she tried to kill him.
Yes.
She physically flung his body. You can see his body pushed back hard by the car. And I was shocked by it because I thought it was one of these situations where, okay, he got hit, he's justified. No, she tried to kill him full stop. And what you've got to do is go look at the local television news angle. It's Channel 5. The logo's right there. I'll retweet it for you so you can do it. And you got to pull it up full screen. And then you got to slow it down. You know how, Lee, you can slow video down? You can put it at half speed, 0.25. Slow it down and watch his body get thrown. This couldn't be more clear cut. But it's not going to matter.
No.
It's not going to matter. It's not going to matter that the guys who trained him were on TV yesterday saying he did exactly as he was trained to do. It's not going to matter, Lee. Do you realize the same agent, they haven't named him yet? I hope they get his family in hiding first from these lunatic leftists.
Oh, it won't be long before he's going to get doxxed and they're going to have family out and they're going to, you know, have people protesting outside his home where hopefully he will not, you know, will already be in protective custody somewhere.
Yes, absolutely. Because this is so bad. This same agent was put in the hospital last year by another violent car ramming. Yesterday in Minneapolis, just yesterday, just in Minneapolis, three violent car rammings. They know this is how the left tries to kill them.
And Secretary Noem mentioned that in her press conference last night. By the way, she did a fantastic
amazing job.
That I was amazed at her demeanor, her composure, and her openness, and also her passion for what's going on there.
The Democrats have never once on the record ever, local, national, so by local I mean mayors, governors, national, ever condemned the car rammings. She said something that dropped my jaw last night in that, and we're going to go through this. She said there have been hundreds of these car rammings by protesters in recent weeks. Weeks, not months. This is the tactic the left used, and this woman did it deliberately. She and her wife had been, along with the other protesters, had been following the ICE agents all morning, screaming at them, repeating the Democrats' words, Gestapo, Gestapo, mocking them. She clearly blocks them with her car. They know the tactic. She knew the tactic. She learned the tactic. She did it, and she paid with her life. She got used bigly by the Democrats. They don't get, let me tell you what, just one, they're going to cry crocodile tears. They don't give a darn about her. They don't care about her family. They don't care about anything. They got what they wanted.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Democrats finally getting what they want.
Donald Trump's modern-day Gestapo is scooping folks up off the streets. They're in unmarked vans, wearing masks, being shipped off to foreign torture dungeons.
Secret police who are masked, who are intimidating, who are scaring people. These Gestapo-like tactics.
It does look like a Gestapo operation. It does look like the Gestapo.
ICE, unmask. What are you afraid of? What are you afraid of?
What actually happened yesterday in Minnesota? Here's Kristi Noem from the press conference. And again, I would encourage you to watch the channel. I've retweeted so you can see it. The Channel 5 version of this. where you can actually see her not only hit that ICE agent, but how hard she hits him. He gets flung backward with his bottom leading the way, literally his body forming a C as he is flung backward, then he opens fire. That's not the clip that's going to be shown on the main by the mainstream media. The one that's going to be shown is the first one they released where you can't see whether he was really hit or even how hard it was. Here's Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem explaining what happened.
Immigration and Customs Enforcement were carrying out lawful operations here in Minneapolis. Because of the adverse weather that Minneapolis has seen in recent snow, one of the vehicles became stuck and ensnared in the snow. Law enforcement were attempting to push out this vehicle, and when a mob of agitators that were harassing them all day began blocking them in, shouting at them, and impeding law enforcement operations. ICE officers and agents approached the vehicle of the individual in question, who was blocking the officers in with her vehicle, and she had been stalking and impeding their work all throughout the day. ICE agents repeatedly ordered her to get out of the car and to stop obstructing law enforcement, but she refused to obey their commands. She then proceeded to weaponize her vehicle, and she attempted to run a law enforcement officer over. This appears as an attempt to kill or to cause bodily harm to agents, an act of domestic terrorism.
Yeah, it is. It's an act of domestic terrorism. Now, what she says next is truly shocking. Not only is this officer defending himself, but these officers, these ICE agents, they're in a really interesting situation. Because the chosen method of attempted execution by the left is car rammings. This particular agent was put in the hospital last year by another left-wing loon who car rammed him. So this is a person who's already felt the brunt of the left's violence. He is primed to fear them by facts about their previous behavior. But folks, I had lost track of how bad this behavior by left-wing terrorists is becoming. Kristi Noem reminded us yesterday.
Today alone, in this country, there have been four different domestic terrorist attacks on federal officers by the ramming of vehicles. Three of them happened here in Minneapolis. We've seen over 100 of these vehicle rammings happen in just recent weeks, and this must stop. ICE alone is facing a 1,300% increase in assaults against them and an 8,000% increase in death threats against all of them. In fact, the very same officer who was attacked today had previously been dragged by an anti-ICE rioter who had rammed him with a car and drug him back in June. He sustained injuries at that time as well.
He knows what this is. They dog him hour after hour after hour. Ramming again and again and again. He knows it's attempted murder when they do it. Was he supposed to just get run over again because the leftist is mad? And there was a really kind of interesting admission at the scene. I don't know if you've seen this article. You should see it. Headline, New York Post. Video appears to show hysterical, blood-covered wife of Renee Nicole Good. That's the woman who was shot in self-defense. Crying out, it's my fault. Oddly, this seems to echo what Kristi Noem, head of Department of Homeland Security, saying. A blood-covered woman who identified herself as the wife of Renee Nicole Good hysterically blamed herself for her partner's killing at the hands of ICE agents. Gut-wrenching footage shows. The woman was filmed distraught and sobbing just steps from Good's wrecked car in Minneapolis Wednesday morning. I made her come down here. It's my fault. They just shot my wife. They shot her in the head. Good at the time was the woman shot dead behind the wheel in an encounter with ICE agents. So I made her come down here. They're harassing them all morning. They're following them around. You can clearly see in the first video, she moves her car into the usual flanking position to block the ICE agents. Let me remind you of something, folks, about this. Do you remember the attempted assassination in Chicago of these ICE agents? Do you remember the wanted illegal immigrant cartel member who put a hit out? Do you remember what happened? Texted it. Do you remember what happened next? The ICE agents were stuck. They were just headed to a scene, to an arrest. They were stalked in traffic, cars rammed. They weren't even pursuing illegals at the time. Cars rammed, surrounded by cars. So sometimes you get rammed, you immediately get surrounded by cars, and they ram you again. Do you remember that in Chicago? The agents had to flee the scene so the leftists didn't kill them. When one of them rams you, you don't know if three or four more are coming to ram you and box you in, as happened in Chicago. Do you remember the responding agents who came out to try to save the first agent? Because remember, the police were not allowed to come. They held them back. The only agents that responded were federal agents in Chicago. They all know this, okay? Those responding agents were boxed in by loomed leftists and their cartel criminal illegal immigrant friends. This is there. You got to look at the mentality, not just of the sheeple who've been brainwashed, but of the ICE agents who know when that car rolls at you, it's on. It is being used by as much of a weapon by the left as a gun. They're primed for it. They're watching. You know what this is, folks? This is a war zone. This is a war zone with left-wing terror every bit as bad as Fallujah in Iraq. Democrats finally achieving the goal I've told you so many times they've been working toward. Pushing one of their sheeple to violence against ICE that would resort in counter-violence in self-defense that they could then hold up. They could lie about. Ironically, I was just playing this yesterday. It's from over Christmas. This is what they do. It's a very, very low-key psychological operation. Suggesting, hey, why don't you go out there and hurt the ICE agents? Hey, why don't you go out and defend your neighbors? This is Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey over Christmas.
We all know that the federal government is looking for reasons to deploy more and more people to Minneapolis and blue cities around the country. We all know that we cannot afford to lose a single Minneapolis resident because they showed up and decided to protect their neighbors, because they showed up and decided to express their constitutional right to free speech.
So what is he saying there? You should show up and protect your neighbors. They're bad guys, ICE, you know. Should protect them. You'd be just, but look, I'm the mayor. And I'm suggesting you should, you know, show up and protect them. What's that? That's directly telling you interfere in a law enforcement operation. Notice Fry's not out there doing that. He didn't want to die. But he knows there's enough sheeple who are mentally ill in the Democrat Party. That's not me. That's not even a slam. That's Gallup. Their latest poll, 50% of liberal women self-admit to having at least one diagnosed mental illness. And those are just the ones admitting it to Gallup. They know they push these buttons. Why don't you go out there and defend your neighbors? Why don't you do that? That'd be the good thing to do. Then when ICE agents are forced to defend themselves from the violence fomented by Mayor Jacob Frey, he lies again. ICE is here ripping families apart.
What they are doing is causing chaos and distrust. They're ripping families apart. They're sowing chaos on our streets. And in this case, quite literally killing people.
Uh-huh. What were they doing on the streets, though, really? Why were they on the street? They're just mean! Well, no. Actually, what they're doing is they're rounding up criminals because it's a sanctuary city and the Democrat leadership could safely hand those criminals over to ICE when they put a detainer on them in the jails. But they won't, forcing agents into the street to detain them. That is what the ICE agents were doing. It didn't have to happen. They could have had a peaceful transfer with the perp, the illegal immigrant criminal, in handcuffs at the jail. But no, everybody's got to risk their lives for one reason. Democrats love criminals, and most especially illegal immigrant criminals. So here's Jacob Frey. ICE is out there ripping families apart.
What they are doing is causing chaos and distrust. They're ripping families apart.
He's the Democrat mayor of Minneapolis. What were they actually doing? Here's Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem.
Since we have been here in recent weeks, we have arrested over 1,500 criminals off of the streets. Our law enforcement has arrested murderers, known and suspected terrorists, child pedophiles, and other brutal criminals that were protected here in this city. We should all work together to protect our citizens.
Wrap your mind around what is hiding in these sanctuary cities. Pedophiles, rapists, murderers, terrorists, both suspected and watchlist terrorists, all of the illegal immigrants, 1,500 on the streets. Every one of them could have been handed over, but they're protected. That's why ICE was on the streets. Because Democrats want you to live with that kind of human filth. And when those people hurt you, kill you, that's what they came here for, you become an embarrassment to the Democrat Party and you get canceled. Do you remember MSNBC Joy Reid? Jamila Priyapal, whatever her name is, the weird Democrat congresswoman, laughing at the rape victim, laughing at that 12-year-old little girl who was raped by two Tren de Aragua members, laughing, broke out in laughter. It was funny and ridiculous that Fox was talking about it. Here's Mayor Jacob Frey. I'm going to hit this in the next segment. Mayor Jacob Frey, folks, I'm going to contrast what lies the Democrats are telling with what actually happened. Coming up next. Jacob Frey says ICE is there busting up families in Minneapolis, and he wants them to get the F out. He's the Democrat mayor. What families, though, are being torn apart? These families.
Since we have been here in recent weeks, we have arrested over 1,500 criminals off of the streets. Our law enforcement has arrested murderers, known and suspected terrorists, child pedophiles, and other brutal criminals that were protected here in this city. We should all work together to protect our citizens.
Yeah, Democrats want you to live with them. So busted up families, they mean the terrorist families, the pedophile families. That's what they mean. Those are all, this is a sanctuary city. So they could have turned them over at the jail. They released them instead. They're illegal immigrants. But Jacob Frey doesn't care.
I have a message for ICE. To ICE, get the f*** out of Minneapolis. We do not want you here. Your stated reason for being in this city is to create some kind of safety, and you are doing exactly the opposite. People are being hurt. Families are being ripped apart. Long-term Minneapolis...
And he goes in to say long-term Minneapolis community members are being kidnapped. It's Democrat Mayor Jacob Frey. Again, what is the reality?
And let me remind you why we're all here in this city today and why we've been here. For years under President Biden, tens of millions of dangerous criminal illegal aliens, terrorists and suspected terrorists were allowed to invade our country over our southern border. They were allowed to steal, to defraud, and to perpetuate violence against American citizens. Since Governor Walz has been in charge of Minnesota, we have seen homicides go up by over 50%. That's also during Mayor Frey's tenure as well. Since President Trump took office, Governor Walz has released over 470 violent criminals back onto the streets here in Minneapolis.
Illegal immigrants.
He has another 680 of them still within his jurisdiction that he could give to us today to face the consequences for their crimes. Because Governor Walz and Mayor Frey refuse to protect Minnesotans, and instead they protect these criminals, that's why we are here. And we didn't just show up yesterday. We've always been here.
Again, that's the head of Department of Homeland Security, Kristi Noem. Think about that. Released over 400 illegal immigrants onto the streets. who had convictions for violence were terrorists. And there's another more than 600 sitting there in the jail. They could just turn them over. ICE doesn't even have to be in the streets. But they want them in the streets so they can attack them and try to kill them with their vehicles. Democrat Party, y'all.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.